Hello, OT friends, and welcome to the Uncommon OT series. I'm Patricia Modis, and I'm your host, a Filipino-American, native New Yorker, current California transplant, bulldog mama, and an uncommon occupational therapist myself for the past 22 years. On this podcast, you will hear me proudly feature the unique careers of occupational therapy practitioners working in non-traditional and role-emerging practice areas, settings where OT is uncommon. Be inspired as you listen to these up-close conversations and be energized and motivated to follow in these unconventional paths. Happy listening, friends. Hello, OT friends, and happy new year and happy holidays to all of you. There's a few more days into 2022 as I am recording this episode, and it's one of those very rare rainy nights, actually rainy days in Los Angeles. And the air, the smell in the air, the moisture, the fog, all of that just really makes it so perfect for reflection. That's what this episode is all about. It will be reflecting on what has transpired in my non-traditional OT world in 2022. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Many of you have been a part of this journey, so you're not unfamiliar with my jokes and my corniness. Thank you so much for your support and for your love this whole time. And for those of you who are just tuning in and just joining us, I am so happy that you found me. I'm so happy that you found this community. It's pretty amazing, you'll see. Together, we talk and learn about all things non-traditional occupational therapy. So take all the information and resources in. It's meant to inspire you and give you a path. I think a great way of starting this year in review is to mention some of my OT goals for 2022. And here they are. Number one, bring positive energy. Check. Be a resource and inspiration for occupational therapy practitioners. Check. Expand my community-focused practice. Check. Make more beautiful OT connections. Check. And lastly, embodying OT leadership. Check. I am so proud to say that I feel accomplished with all of those goals, reflecting upon my year. So let me take you through it. The year began in January, where I had the privilege of interviewing Amy Lamb. Enough said. Great source of inspiration and a great way to start the year. And February came, and that's when I started my virtual mentorship program and virtual mentorship groups. And that really began to gain more traction and more momentum. I also had the honor of being interviewed by my friend Sarah Zara on the Moxie OT podcast, where I had the privilege of talking about my community-based work. In March, I had the honor of speaking with various student OT associations and COTED chapters in universities throughout the country. And I also had the honor of being interviewed by my friend Sarah Lyon on the OT Potential podcast, where I had the opportunity to speak about mindfulness, chronic pain, and my OT practice. April was huge, to say the least. I got to spend a big chunk of my time at the AOTA conference in San Antonio, Texas, with my friend Kate Burke. I was invited to speak on a panel on resilience. I had the chance to sit alongside incredible, accomplished occupational therapists from all across the country. So that was a super proud moment, such an exhilarating experience to be at the conference, being alongside my fellow OT practitioners and being with my people. But that's not all, folks. Not only did I have that amazing experience at the conference, but so honored by an award. I was awarded COTAD, the Coalition of Occupational Therapy Advocates for Diversity's Excellence in Mentorship Award. Thank you so much to COTAD for the award and for my mentee Denise Wang for nominating me in the first place. What an incredible month. Now that brings us to May. And in May, I had the opportunity to participate in an online conference. I was invited to speak at the OT Entrepreneurs of Color online conference, which was hosted by Patrice Maynard. This was an excellent opportunity for occupational therapy practitioners of color to connect, to collaborate, and to learn from each other. June involved speaking engagements with various student organizations once again. And then July came where I participated in another online workshop, hosted this time by Nancy Amoa. And this was geared towards helping occupational therapy practitioners feel successful in their practice. And this involved gathering OT entrepreneurs and occupational therapy practitioners who were working in a variety of settings in the same space for everyone to learn from. So such a wonderful experience for me to be a part of that workshop and an honor to be invited. August was a big celebration month. This was when I celebrated my 1 year podcast anniversary, starting with a special episode with my guest and friend, Dr. Arame Anvarizade, where we talk about grassroots organizing and occupational therapy. September started with another honor. I was given the title Ambassador of Therapists Beyond Borders, an amazing non-for-profit organization that really focuses on providing sustainable healthcare in underdeveloped countries. TBB, or Therapists Beyond Borders, was founded by Lauren Stanley, a fellow occupational therapist. October came and it involved speaking with various student associations and student groups. And it also involved some exploration of some new job opportunities for me, which then brings us to November, when I interviewed for 3 potential non-traditional community-based occupational therapy positions, everybody. 3. I just want to highlight that number. And that's why it took so long for me to figure out, where do I want to be? Who do I want to work for? And what do I want to be doing? So I emphasize that just to really amplify the fact that there are opportunities out there for us. So November was all about interviewing, negotiating, really thinking about my worth and value and trying to get the best deal for myself. So ultimately, it all worked out great. I decided to accept a full-time position, which then leads us into December. In addition to starting my new gig, December began with the best news ever. I was informed by my friend Sarah Lyon that our episode on mindfulness, chronic pain, and OT was one of the top 5 most listened to episodes on the OT Potential podcast in 2022. So that to me was incredible, incredible news. It spoke the fact that occupational therapy listeners and practitioners are interested in non-traditional occupational therapy and non-traditional work. And that's precisely what this podcast is all about. So I am so happy that we are moving into that direction as a profession based on listener feedback. I want to give a special shout out and special thanks to all of my guests for sharing your journey and for paving a path. In 2023, I have more exciting episodes in store for you, so stay tuned. We are 41 episodes in so far. Incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This podcast has been so healing for me, to say the least. Thank you, because each of you have been a big part of that. And that's a wrap, folks. What an incredible year it has been to be a non-traditional occupational therapist. I am so grateful for all of the experiences that I've had, to everyone who's been responsible for it, including myself, and to each and every single one of you for your support and for listening. So, new year, new job. If you're interested in following along in my new journey, follow me on Instagram at TransitionsOT, where you'll get sneak peeks at my new and latest non-traditional OT role. So for all of you, my friends, sending big OT love in the year ahead. Wishing you all a safe, happy, and healthy new year.
And that wraps up another inspiring episode of the Uncommon OT series. Connect with me at www.transitionsot.com. And don't forget to sign up to be part of the Transitions OT community. By doing so, you'll receive my latest compiled list of Uncommon OT practice settings, the latest news on mentoring offerings, Uncommon OT live events, non-traditional OT resources, and more. You may also follow me on my social media pages on Instagram and LinkedIn. And if you love this episode, head on over to Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and Google Podcasts to follow, rate, and leave a review. I also ask you to consider pledging your support to my passion podcast project by being a patron on Patreon. It is very much appreciated. Sending big OT love. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.